Well, there's a lot going on in this country, and one of the major issues that's taking place under the radar, out of public view, is this immigration issue. Now, first of all, one of the great experts on this issue is an old friend of mine, Senator from Alabama, Jeff Sessions. Senator Sessions, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I'm very concerned, first of all, that this administration, you know, it's really grotesque. You know, Jeff, you served in the Reagan administration. I served in the Reagan. We didn't sit there and try and figure out ways to inflict as much damage on the American people as possible when we didn't get our way. They're cutting $250 million from the Border Patrol, thereby cutting thousands of agents from doing their jobs and so forth, and they're saying it's due to the sequestration, and the head of the union at ICE is calling attention to this. What do you make of this?
Well, they had such an opportunity, President Obama did, to really by now to have demonstrated after all the money that was really put in before he became president, you remember, after 2007, and to make this border lawful and end the lawlessness. They have not done that. It's not under control, and it's weakens very much any prospects for further legislation until we can demonstrate to the American people that we want to stop the lawlessness. And this reducing of personnel indicates a lack of will to get that job done.
Well, isn't that a point? I mean, in other words, whatever this Gang of Eight, and I'm so sick of this Gang of This and Gang of That. Aren't we supposed to have like a deliberative process so the American people can see what the hell's going on? But that said, doesn't this demonstrate that if the president, this administration is not going to secure that border and is going to look for every opportunity to play politics with it, what's the point of anything?
Absolutely. I tell you, that is a fundamental point. The head of the Immigration Customs Enforcement Group has voted no confidence in John Martin, their director, saying basically that he spends all his time promoting amnesty and undermining their ability to enforce the law. They've even sued him for blocking their ability to follow the law as they are sworn to do. So this administration is not doing what it could, and now it's asking us to trust them with massive legislation that would provide amnesty for millions, and trust us, we're going to deal with all the problems later.
I also like the way they fool with the numbers. That is, you hear them say, we've deported more illegals than ever before. And by the way, when he's on Spanish-talking radio and TV, he says the opposite. But we've deported more than ever before because they've changed the way they calculate these statistics. So if you're stopped on the border and released, that's counted as a deportation, whereas before it was not.
Right. They are manipulating numbers in that fashion. And the ICE people tell us that the burdens placed on them are making it virtually impossible to deport anybody unless they're convicted of a major serious felony crime. And this isn't, if you enter the country illegally and you're apprehended, you should be deported. We've got to deal with this situation honestly and long term. And it requires a great deal of work, and we could make progress, but I'm very, very worried that this secret gang meeting in secret is about to plop down a big, big bill. We have virtually no time in committee to examine it or have real in-depth hearings. Harry Reid said he wants to pass it before, right after the next recess, which is a Monday, beginning a week from Monday.
Whoa.
And he wants to have it done within that three-week period.
He wants to pass. This bill could be 100 or 200 pages long.
More
maybe
than
1,000 pages long. He wants to pass this in 2.5-3 weeks?
What they're talking about doing, and ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Grassley and Hatch and Lee and Cornyn, and we wrote to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and asked about this. He intends to bring that up shortly after this recess is over, which will end a week from Monday, and it'll come out of committee, and Harry Reid says he wants to bring it right to the floor. And the American people need to be on guard about this, because they're saying good things that sound good about the bill, But just like in 2007, Mark, you remember they had a lot of good talking points. But when you read the language, it wasn't there. It wouldn't do what they promised. And it was a failure, and the American people rose up and stopped it. And I just have to say, I'm really worried, because their goal is to bring this bill up and move it forward before Mark Levin can tell everybody in the country what's in it.
You know,
and,
Senator Sessions,
not a healthy thing.
No, it's not. And, you know, I'm tired of laws being passed this way, whether it's Obamacare or Dodd-Frank or the stimulus or TARP. We the people have no idea what they're doing to us, do we? And you members of Congress, you don't have any idea what they're doing to us.
We have no idea. We were told this bill would have a strong biometric card in it. Now we're told, oh, that's going to be too expensive. We were told it would have that the interim legalized people wouldn't be eligible for Obamacare, and all the costs that would go toward that. They voted my amendment down that would have held them to that on the budget. They don't intend to do that. This is a high-speed train. It's on track. They want to run it through. They don't trust the American people. But, Mark, the American people have been right on this issue for 30 years. They want a lawful system of immigration that's fair and just, that they can be proud of. And the special interest and the politicians are the ones who failed. They refuse to do so after being pleaded with by the American people. And the American people should be upset about this. What impact will these millions have on American jobs, wages? What impact will it be on our welfare and social programs? What are we going to do about the size and scope of this guest worker plan that the business groups and ag groups are all working on? What about visa overstays? All of these require hearings. We need to have months worth of hearings publicly so the American people know what this is about before we try to ram this bill through, produced by a group of 8 senators meeting in secret, self-appointed, good though they are, even though I think they really want to do the right thing. This is not the right way to do legislation in America on something this important.
You know, Senator Sessions, Thomas Jefferson was in Paris, and he got a letter from his dear friend James Madison a couple of months after the Constitutional Convention closed, and they were trying to get the states to ratify the Constitution. And Madison sends a copy of the draft to Jefferson in Paris, and, you know, and is promoting it. And Jefferson said, in my language, Jefferson says, this is pretty good. There's a couple of real evils in here, and he mentions them. And then in a postscript, you know what he says? He says, one of the great evils here is that no bill should be voted on unless it's been engrossed for a full 12 months, and then only voted on if not a single word has been changed. And if it's an emergency, it should require 2/3 of both houses of Congress. I'm telling you what, that man was prescient.
Well, you are absolutely correct that the elected representatives of the people of the United States owe it to them to do their work in public, to lay out this bill in public, hear pros and cons about it from expert witnesses. You know, one group that's not in the negotiations and discussions, that's the leadership of the ICE group, the union group there, who've been openly critical of the gaps and problems with the current law and the dangers we face, and they won't even talk to them. So the people who know what's happening are not involved. The American people and the interest, the pure interest of the American people is not being heard, I'm afraid. But you can be sure that the special interests are right in the middle of all the discussions.
Well, how can it be that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO are in on this, and senators like, you're the ranking Republican on the damn budget committee. How is it possible that our elected representatives, for the most part, are cut out, but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO are at the table? How does that happen?
Mark, think about it. They're openly saying, oh, the bill's in trouble because the Chamber of Commerce and the unions haven't agreed yet.
Disgusting.
Who are these people?
Write
legislation, and we're supposed to just, like lemmings, go in and vote for it? Hardly with time to read it, and certainly not for the American people to digest the ramifications of it. Look, we need to do some things about immigration. We are a nation of immigrants. We do not dislike people who immigrate to America. We validate and value them. But we need a lawful system, one that we can be proud of. And I am just really worried that this train is being driven by a lot of cobbled together special interest groups. And I don't think it's right.
Well, my attitude is if people don't know what's in this bill, then vote no. Vote no. This system is broken. Our deliberative process is broken. How can you have a representative republic when our representatives don't know what the hell's going on?
It's so much an attempt to avoid accountability. I think that's what the whole purpose of the Tea Party movement was.
Amen.
We want you guys to be accountable to us. You work for us. But how can they hold us accountable if things are done in the dead of night and rammed through with hardly any time for people to know what's in it? I think this continuing tendency to do this is weakening public respect for Congress. And I think they should be unhappy with us for these kind of things.
Well, Senator Sessions, always a pleasure. You're like the Paul Revere on this issue, and we're going to keep following it. And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
All right. God bless.